Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as usual, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there was a lot of it made yesterday and overnight. And as always, I strongly encourage everybody to download the Devil Radio app from Google, Apple, our website. You can sign up for push notifications for up-to-date news from Devil Radio. We're going right to the news, The overwhelming story yesterday was Alan Weisselberg, the CFO, the chief financial officer, which means the head money guy. The head money guy right under Donald Trump, reports to Donald Trump, led into court in handcuffs yesterday, arraigned on criminal charges. The Trump Organization, two entities comprising the Trump Organization, they weren't let in handcuffs because they're an organization. They're a fictitious person. They're a company. But they were there by their lawyer. And Weisselberg and the Trump companies were charged with a total of 15 felony charges. Weisselberg was charged, among other things, with second-degree larceny, grand larceny. And he's the chief financial officer of Trump. Among other things, getting $133,000 back in a tax refund from the federal government that he was not entitled to, receiving almost $2 million, $1.7 million in income that he did not put, that he didn't list on his tax returns and didn't pay taxes on, keeping two sets of books. Payments to him were kept off book. They didn't show on the regular books and records of the Trump Organization. Donald Trump signed some of the checks personally. It says Donald Trump as the signature that were part of this scheme. You know, the whole conglomeration of felonies, conspiracy, tax fraud, falsifying business records. His maximum exposure on one of these is 15 years in prison. He won't get 15 years in prison if he's convicted, but that's the maximum. He did plead not guilty. He's charged with avoiding $900,000 or so in city, state, and federal taxes. Now, what's going on here? What is going on here? This reminds me, in a way, there's a comedy, a movie called Johnny English. It's really funny. It's sort of an Inspector Clouseau type of guy, a bumbling kind of guy, a spy type of guy. And it's really kind of crudely done. What, you know, he'll be sitting at a table, a card table in a casino. Guy sitting next to him gets plugged by a silencer and his head hits the table and dies, and Johnny English hardly notices it. He's on a golf course. Guy standing next to him gets plugged. Down he goes. Johnny English doesn't really notice it, even though he's a spy. Trump, guys get plugged all the time. What is this? What kind of company is this? Michael Cohen, his chief lawyer, gets plugged, goes to prison. His chief accountant, his chief financial guy, his chief money guy, chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, led into the court in handcuffs, charged with felonies and stealing money, second degree larceny. He gets plugged. Trump doesn't care. There's some stories from some of his advisors, somebody leaked it, that he thought that was great. He chuckled. The idea being, he said, that will cause a political problem for Sleepy Joe, which is what he calls, Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, because I will now say that this is political and my base will get riled up. That's what you have. And you know something, let me tell you, just as a matter of law, companies normally don't get charged. If you have a rotten employee of some sort, some guy who stole money, cooked the books, that kind of thing, they very rarely charge the company unless there is evidence of pervasive fraud throughout the upper echelons of the company itself. And for a very good reason. Let's say you have a great company. Let's say you have, you know, sort of any company, any major company you can think of, you know, Google, IBM, Exxon Oil. I mean, you know, we have a lot of problems with them on environmental stuff, but, you know, these are major companies. You know, Amazon, Twitter, you know, you don't just indict the company if you have one bad guy. This is a sign that it is pervasive in that organization, the Trump organization. And what's happened was this. There was a 15-year scheme where not just Alan Weisselberg, but senior executives, many of them, got some of their income paid by direct payments for expenses by the company that weren't reported as income. Now, and I've said this before, you can get health care from your company. You might even get a company car if you have to use it on company business. You can get a lot of stuff like that. But these people got very, very expensive apartments in New York, which are very expensive. They had all their utilities paid directly by the company, electricity, water, internet, everything. They had their parking spaces paid by the company. And the parking spaces in some of these places would be the price per month of an apartment in Milwaukee or Madison. Weisselberg had two Mercedes-Benz leases paid by the company directly for him and his wife. He had private school tuition paid for his kids by the company. And this happened with a lot of the executives. Now, all that money, it was millions and millions and millions of dollars, is getting paid. And that was counted as their compensation. And their compensation was reduced by that amount. And the reason that Trump did this was because they would then say, well, this is just a company expense. They would not report it as income. And at the same time, the company would report it as an expense and get a deduction for it because it is their income. The problem was, if you have on the company books, we're taking an expense for this as a company because it's income that we're paying out, you know, employee salaries, you get a deduction, but suddenly it doesn't show up in the employee's tax returns, and there's something wrong there. It's pretty elementary. And apparently the thing that tipped them off, this is incredibly sad and stupid. The son of Alan Weisselberg, Barry Weisselberg, who was married to the woman who, former daughter-in-law who turned on Trump and turned in a lot of the documents, was testifying in his divorce trial. And they asked him about his apartment. He says, I don't pay for that. It's a company apartment. Company apartment. You know, you could say a company apartment in River West in Milwaukee or on Mifflin Street in Madison. And well, okay, how much money are we talking about? You talk about a company apartment at Riverside Drive or Park Avenue in New York, you're talking about a major expense, major, major expense. And that just got prosecutors' ears all perked up, all perked up. And why don't the feds, and in this case, it was not the feds, it was the state, why don't they go after companies routinely? And the reason they don't, the reason they're reluctant to, banks have a right, if a company is even charged, to call their loans prematurely because they're afraid they might not get paid. This thing may get shut down. They say, okay, you owe us $100 million. We're calling it right now, Jack. Fork it over, coin of the realm, cash in the barrel. Well, nobody can come up with, even big companies can't just come up with something like that. And it can drive them into receivership, can kill the company. They're very reluctant to do that, the prosecutors, because there are thousands of employees. And these are not corporate types, and these are not people who are getting Park Avenue or Riverside Drive apartments either. These are folks who mow the golf course, who cook the food in the hotel kitchens, who wash the dishes in the hotel kitchens, who clean the rooms in the hotel. These people need work. They need jobs. And you shut down a business, and you at least, you know, criminally charge a business, you run the risk of having the banks call the money. call in the loans. Putin won't call in his loan, so they're okay there. Putin won't call in his loan as long as it looks like Trump might get a second term as president, which I don't think he will, but the banks will call in their loans and the mortgages. The banks will call them in. And that will result in the shutdown of some of these properties. And Letitia James, the attorney general of the state, said this is just the beginning. Trump is named by name in these indictments, although he himself was not indicted on this one. They are looking to squeeze Alan Weisselberg. You don't want to go to, he's 74 years old. You don't want to go to prison for 15 years when you're 74 years old. So give us testimony at Trump, against Trump. Here's Trump's signature on stuff. He's going to say, you told him to do it. Tell him the truth. He called you in and said, Weisselberg, do it this way. Weisselberg has got to flip, or he and possibly his son and possibly the senior people who work for him are going to the Who's Gal. They're going to the Slammer, and this is a squeeze. A lot coming up on this thing. Trump is not out of the woods. He's not Johnny English. Guys are not getting plugged at the card table around him, and he gets to laugh. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.